Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Well, good evening. It is Find It Out Friday, the end of the week. We have, what, a week and 2 days before the big Super Bowl. You know, before we get started, you know, I'm going to close out this week with asking you to find out about yourself and resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return and spring will never fail to come. So we carry this motto and this saying out all week, and we will be doing this from then on. You know, Super Bowl is coming on out there, and we have Tiffany with an I see it. I correct it. I complete it. Coming on to share. We're celebrating Black History, which Black History is every day, each and every time some of us wake up. It's Black History. Black History represents the past, the present, and the future. Things are moving out there. But, you know, with these infections going on, we have a lot of about 122,000 positive cases in the United States that I was looking at those stats, and a lot of heart problems from broken heart syndrome, you know, because you have to take care of your mind, your brain, and your heart, because that puts stress on your vessels out there. So we're dealing with a lot of stuff here, but before Miss Tiffany would I come on, I want to play this for you guys because this is what I feel about you. Welcome in to Find It Out Friday with Linda McShann and Tiffany Jones with an I.
Come to me, give me everything I need.
feel you're the best out there. You know, we're old school over here because there's always a message to the music. And we have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I straighten it out. I complete it. I'm aware. I'm observant. And I'm good at what I do. But most all, we set the plan and we complete the plan. Tiffany with an eye, are you with us this evening to share and care?
I am. How are you this nice Friday?
Hey, you know, I'm doing pretty darn good, and I'd like to put it out here. You know how we like to do things. Thank you for taking out time to come and care and share with us. We know you got many, 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 many products. You're a busy, 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 busy woman, but we can depend on you. You're dedicated. Like I said, I see what's needed, and I complete it. So, Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. Let's talk about this, each one, teach one. Okay, we're celebrating this Black History. And like I said, Black History is every day, past, present, and future. And we, as pioneers, more mature adults, we have to take care of our youth, okay? Because they don't get the stories that we got, okay? So you have to have storytellers out there. And with confusion going on, with misinformation, things you've been told, things that you've been told you can't do, and what you can do, we know from which we come from, okay? And we don't retreat from that. Now it's up to let each one teach one, because when you understand who you are, where you came from, and whose shoulders you are standing on, you keep on moving forward, okay, no matter what. So we're going to talk about it, so I'm going to leave it up to you. What did you find out to share with us on Find It Out Friday?
Well, since I haven't really been out.
Okay.
And I haven't really had too many conversations with people. This week, so our subject matter is each one, teach one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that's just necessary, and especially as we celebrate Black History Month, I think that it's absolutely necessary, because I think as a culture of people, that's what we do. We always reach out. We are always giving. We are always helping other people. We are always reaching out to teach and to be mentors to people, or just to help people. That's just our nature. So, again, it is important, like you said, as the topic of our discussion tonight, to, teach people or anyone who comes into your path. You know, it's very, very important. And it doesn't have to be like a whole teaching series, if you will, but if you can pass something on, some knowledge, some wisdom to someone else, That is also very good, I think.
Passing on the knowledge and the wisdom, you know, like I was speaking earlier, you know, we have some Black history walking amongst us. I'm trying to contact them. There's Miss Arlene Brown Harris. She was the first Black scientist, okay? She was with Chevron for 20 years. I need to have her come in and care and share and jack up all of these STEM students, you know, because she is definitely an educator. I also have a professor that when I post out, please get your pads and pencils ready, because they know what's going on, okay? And they deliver it. So when we say each one, teach one, you know, persons can be taught in many ways. It's not that you're sitting in a classroom. Your behavior is a teaching method, okay? Your presence is a teaching method. And you are a person that teaches, you know, just in conversation with you. Someone runs something by you, you'll put your opinion out there. You're teaching. Okay, and if that person is listening, it's like you put out fuel to keep them moving forward, your fuel. And the way that you presented. It's like you're not a dictator, you're not an opinionated person, but you just put your thoughts out there. So each one teach one. And if I may, I would like to share a story about each one teach one. And when we talk about history and what we have to do for each other, I remember when I came to Los Angeles, I was a dancer. And I came to dance, so I had the fortune of getting contracted out and going on the road at a very, very, very young age, okay? But I was young in age, but I wasn't young in spirit, and I had, you know, I could take care of myself. But the gentleman that I traveled with taught me so much in such a short period of time. And what he taught me was how to really travel out on that road. You know, that road is a dangerous place, okay? And especially for anybody but a young girl, and I was young at age, but I was smart, and I paid attention. And when I say each one teach one, so from that experience, now when I encounter young ladies that are in entertainment, they're getting ready to travel, I sit them down, and I teach them what was taught to me, okay? Very important that we go with each one teaches one. And anybody can teach you. A baby can teach you. So when we talk about black history, you know, we sit back and we look at our ancestors, and we're learning more and more about them. Those that don't know, some of us have been blessed to have those stories come and ringing in our ear while we was in our baby crib, you know. So that's a different type of insight putting in on you. You get it at an early age. Some people don't get it until later on in life. Some people don't get it at all, okay? But everything is a teaching and everything is a lesson. So we pay close attention to what's happening out there and listen and clean our lenses out, we'll be able to actually see it. You know, what is the topic that you mentioned to me, these things that are the critical, what is it, critical race theory, what's going on, you know, books removing. And this book is not a good book. All books are good books, okay? Anytime some words are written on a piece of paper, read them, okay? It's up to you to how you interpret them, and don't let anybody interpret them for you. But they're put there for a reason. So it's just a lot of lessons that are out there. There's a lot of teachers that are out there. We just have to clean our lenses, clean the wax of our ears, and pay attention, because you can be taught by one's behavior, and they don't even have to open their mouth. You just don't have to be in a classroom. As a matter of fact, the world is classroom, okay? The whole world is classroom. So when you come in each day, you take an assessment of how that day went, and you either decide that you're going to do it that way tomorrow or you're never going to do it again. That's the teaching. You had to learn something. Just getting up in the morning, you know, talking to yourself, using affirmations, each one teach one. You're teaching yourself, and you're sounding it out there. So when we speak of black history, we celebrate the month of February. According to society, we celebrate it every day because we're definitely black, okay? But we happen to have come from those storytellers, and see, that's the key. We need to tell more stories. Just don't take the month out of the year to talk about black history. Tell that story, okay? Each one, teach one. Very, very, very important. And it doesn't have, and it crosses cultures. It creates dialogue. The situation, I think something about the Holocaust and Whoopi, and they suspended her. That was not the time to suspend. That was the time for everybody to sit and have dialogue, okay? That's how we get taught. That's how we learn about each other. So it's just a lot of work out here to be done. It's a lot of teachers out there that haven't even been heard yet, okay? And most of them that are not teaching are not aware that that's their gift and they should teach, because if they had not experienced it, they experienced it so that they could pass it on. Not just to hold it, not just to talk about it, okay? So I'm through with my lecture. So what do you have to say on that, Miss Tiffany, would I?
Well, I think it's very important, again, that we share our knowledge with each other. I believe that once you get knowledge, it's supposed to be shared with other people. Why is it that you obtain the knowledge? you know, I was never a teacher in a classroom type, but I am a different type of teacher. I'm at many things, but I was never that. Although I've had,
okay.
I have educators in my family and my, and they have followed that path. I was never that. So, but through my consulting, I know that it is a form of teaching in a way, if you will. But I've always had that desire just to, whenever I learned something, obtained knowledge, to share it with other people. Not all the time is it a requirement for me to have someone pay for my knowledge all the time. How do people grow? How do people learn if at some point somebody doesn't give, you know, feed into their lives with information and knowledge? And as well, you do the same. You share your knowledge. You share what you've learned through your experiences with people. And I think that is a wonderful way of being. And most people some people understand it, but it's you're fortunate if someone takes the time to share with you, I believe. Not that you have to pay for the knowledge again, but that someone is taking the time from their heart to share with you whatever that is that, you know, that you need at the time. But I think in light of Black History Month, I'd like to see, or not like to see, I know that there are a lot of Black women coming to the forefront, forefront in politics, forefront in many different industries. So that's good. That's positive. We need to see that, as I think women in general haven't been really noticed, acknowledged for all of their efforts in the past.
Well, we know that, okay? It's a fight in the scrim.
Yep.
And but you're right, and it's a good thing to see. And I'd like to see the young adults, you know, moving out, doing what they have to do, not letting anything stop them. You know, they do it in a different way, but it's still being done. And they do it in the way that they know how to do it best. And you jump on the bandwagon, and when they fall down and scar their knee, you just give them a Band-Aid and stand them up and say, keep on moving. Okay, we got you. Keep on moving. We see you. Okay, oh, that's wonderful. Keep it up. Yeah, just the minds of the youth and how they think of things, you know. I'm into the, you know, everybody talks about the STEM program. I said, there's one letter missing out of that program. And they say, what letter is that? I say, H for history. Okay, it all moves together. It all moves together. So if you have a STEM program out there and you still just teaching certain things and not all things, I worked with light rail construction. And I remember one time they claimed they couldn't find any Afro-American engineers. Okay, that is not true. So we had to find some. Okay, because you're not the only one to know how to twist a wire or to read a plan. I've been into electronics all my life, you know, as working in inspection and stuff, working in, as an inspector, a print, you know, at an early age, because I've always liked to do tedious work. But I worked for a company, and this company, they built printed circuit boards, right? And I was an inspector, and my number was number two, right? And this goes on the heart machine. And I told him, well, let me tell you something. If I go in the hospital and you have to hook a machine up to me, if it's a number two on it, don't do it, okay? Because that was my inspection number. Sometimes they got thorough inspection. Sometimes they didn't. But it's still a lesson. You know, I do know that where this comes from. And say my niece, she will be graduating from Prairie View A&M. She is the head of engineering. They calling for her in Switzerland and everywhere else. She's a bad girl, okay? So it makes me smile to see that how the young adults are pushing forward no matter what. I mean, they're kind of confused. We're all confused out here. So what we have to do is continue with each one teaches one, and it don't matter which direction it's coming from. You know, we learn from each other, but we have to put ourselves out there. So like you say, that you're willing to care and share. That's what we're all about here. And, you know, we talk about many, many, many things. You know, we don't have a set thing. We talk about the need. And the need for today is each one teach one. We talk about Black history. If we weren't taught a long time ago, if that history wasn't moving a long time ago, we wouldn't be here. You got me? So I'm proud of my ancestry. I'm proud because, see, I tell people all the time, you know, let's take it back before the slave ships. Take it back. We don't talk about that. But if you've been taught, you know where that lies. You got me? Then you know where you come from. You know who you are, and you know where you can go. Okay, because that is taught to you in despite of persons. If you don't understand your history, you let everybody write it for you and tell you who you are. You have to know who you are. And on that note, you know, I don't want to get, you know, I get to preaching over here, but I just wanted to throw that out there, each one teach one. We must continue to teach each other and be there for each other, and that's across the board. That's some how do you think cultures understand each other if they don't sit down and have a discussion and have dialogue, okay? You talk about diversity. Diversity requires inclusiveness, okay? You cannot have diversity without inclusion. Can't have it. It won't work. So I just sort of like threw that out there because it is the end of the week. And we're going to make it lighter. I'd just like to put a call out there. I've been doing it all week. Does anyone know where any chicken wings are? Can't find them, okay? Can't find chicken wings, Tiffany. And you know, Super Bowl time, people like chicken wings. Can't find them. But I'm going to teach you this lesson. I'll share with you and the listeners. If you cannot find those chicken wings, you boil some chicken. Just get a whole chicken and boil it. You shred it, and your chicken wing platter becomes the chicken taco platter. Keep in mind, you still got your chicken. It's just coming in a different form. Don't be disgusted out there. You know, make it happen. It can work. You boil all the chicken, shred it, and make tacos, okay? Because either it's going to be tacos or meatballs and spaghetti or something. But the chicken wings are very scarce for Super Bowl Sunday. And the places, the restaurants are geared up. You know, they're geared up. The ones that have them, they will not close on that day. They will be open and working. There's several places that, you know, I have spots that I go to that cook them exactly like you like them. Not too hard. If you want medium, you know, the different type of flavors you put on there fresh right there while you're working. You're not tasting all that grease. So when I spoke with my friend, I said, okay, I'm going to have to order up here. Are you working on it? He said, of course, I'm going to be here. I got to work. I know you do. But the price has gone up, of course. But they're out there. I just cannot find any in the markets to cook, drop into that fryer. I can't find any, so it's going to be chicken tacos, meatballs and spaghetti or something. It will work on that. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. That's what I found out. So if anybody finds any chicken wings at the market, please give us a call. Call-in number is 323-769-5879. Give us a call. Let us know where they're located. Thank you. I'm through with that end. So, Miss Tiffany, how you want to wrap us up this evening? You know, we go short and sweet on Finding Out Friday because people have things to do. And we're getting ready for our workout on the weekend.
That's right. Well, it should be exciting. What Super Bowl is next Sunday, I think, right?
Yes.
So that should be very interesting. I'm sure everybody here in L.A. is excited.
Yeah,
the Rams,
no,
their team, is back that it is being SoFi Stadium.
Yes.
So with that, I hope and that everyone, you know, takes care of themselves, do what you have to do. You know, wear the mask, do what you're supposed to do. When you're in LA, because it can be a little bit cumbersome at times to do that, but, you know, we're all celebrating too, so.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how how in effect that mandate's going to be, especially in the stadium with all the people drinking and eating and cheering. So just take care of yourself out there and, you know. And
take care, be safe.
Be considerate of others.
Yes, that's the most important thing. It's going to be very, very crowded. I put a call out for the New Age Physical Therapy. The number there for New Age Physical Therapy is 323-592-3534. Again, New Age Physical Therapy, 323-592-3534. That's Dr. Mehdi. And that, that facility, they're kind, they're welcoming, they're very, very clean. Because as I stated earlier this week, I know it's going to be some sore necks and some hurt ankles and all that stuff. It's going to be a lot of yelling and screaming out there for the win. So I think that they need to take Monday and start making their appointments right now so they can get in. They will take care of you over there. Okay, any ache, pain, crook, something's not right, needs to be straightened out, they will do the job. That is New Age Physical Therapy, and they're located at 6221 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. The telephone number again is 323-592-3534. The staff is beautiful. You will be welcomed. It will be clean. And you will be thoroughly satisfied. So you get ready for that, because there's just going to be some swollen necks and throats and all that other, because I know I'm going to be screaming, and I won't be in Southfire. I will be watching, but I will not be over there, okay? I love football. Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's true. So I guess on that note, now we know about the chicken wings. How to do them. I guess we will have a wonderful celebration next weekend.
I think we'll have a wonderful celebration. And always, you know, think of what you need to do, what's coming in the future. There's some things getting ready to happen. And we'll let you know more about that later on. But it's all things that are happening. And on that note, I'm going to take us out of here, Miss Tiffany Witt and I. And leave them something to think about. This is what I found out on Friday. You need to sing Life is a Song Worth Living by my Mr. Teddy. And we're going to take it out. Tiffany, have a great weekend. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Rest down,
thank
relax.
You.
Have your tea. And thank you for caring and sharing with Find It Out on Friday. Tiffany Jones with an I. I
thank
see
you.
It. I correct it and I complete it. We love you, Tiffany. Thank you.
We love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Decide what to do.
song worth singing.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy,
wonderful weekend. We'll be back Monday with Mindful Monday. We'll give you some things to be mindful of. If you think of anything, give us a call at 323-769-5879. Let us know your thoughts, okay? We love you. Be safe.